Whew, here we go. This is a bruiser. Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. This is a heavy day at a high heart rate, for sure. We've done this workout before, and the last time that we did it was on April 7th, 2021. Here's the workout. 6, 9, 12, 9, 6 reps for time, or not. Talk about that in a second. Of burpees, lateral over the bar, so they're not bar facing, lateral over the bar, front squats at 185 for men, 135 for women, and a chest to bar pull-up. So if that rep scheme confuses you, you do 6 burpees, 6 front squats, 6 chest to bar pull-ups, then 9 of each, then 12 of each, and then you go back down, then 9 of each, then 6 of each. There's also a 2-person team version today. And it's done kind of chipper style. You've got 84 burpees lateral over the bar to do as a 2-person team. Split it up however you want to split up those burpees, but you have to do all the burpees before you move on to the next part, which is 84 front squats at the same loading, and then 84 chest to bar pull-ups. The crux of this for most people is going to be that barbell, the front squat, which, you know, use a rack if you have to for sure, but ideally it's done without a rack. But if safety is an issue, use the darn rack. If that loading is a bit too heavy for you, then I would recommend using 60 to 65% of your one rep max front squat to go ahead and knock that out. I would think, looking at this workout, you would want to believe that you could do the round of 6 and the initial round of 9 unbroken with the barbell. Then the wheels might come off a bit, but you'd want to know that you can get that done without putting the barbell down. We've got a video showing burpees over a barbell or dumbbells, the front squat, as well as kipping chest to bar pull-ups. Super fitness robot time for this. 8 minutes or less. More likely time could be in the neighborhood of 14 minutes. Scaled option, rep scheme stays the same. 6, 9, 12, 9, 6 reps for time or not. Oh, I forgot to talk about the or not. I'll circle back to that in a second. Regular burpees, so they're not over the bar. Front squat gets dropped down to 135 or 95 pounds for the women. And then the chest to bar pull-ups go to regular kipping chin over the bar pull-ups or ring rows. And then, of course, there's a 2-person team version of that workout and videos showing all those different movements. The for time or not, you'll see that once a week at Lynchpin. And we do that to give you just a nice mental and physical pressure release from always having just to run the clock. Trust me, I understand how beneficial the clock is. CrossFit fanatic is what I do with my, you know, every moment of my time studying the methodology. Data is wonderful. But living under the suffocating pressure of the clock every workout of the day for the rest of your life makes some people hate fitness, and then they dread going into the gym. That's not good. So once a week, we program a workout and say, hey, if you just want to not run the clock, just move at whatever pace you feel is appropriate. And I think your body and your mind and your soul will actually really appreciate it. Maybe you'll find that love of fitness again if you've lost it a bit. And today's a good day to do it because it's a heavy day at a high heart rate. And so if you've got to take a bit longer, you know, because the weight's a bit aggressive, but it's safe for you, you've got to take a bit longer with your rest and the clock continues to run, shut the clock off. You're good. Heavy day at a high heart rate. Limited equipment option. Let's break out the dumbbells. 6, 9, 12, 9, 6 reps for time or not. Burpees, lateral over the dumbbells. Dumbbell squats and then chest to bar pull up. Also, there's a 2-person team version of that. Now you might be saying, well, hold on a second now. Those dumbbell squats are a lot lighter than the prescribed workout of the day squats. True. I'm here to tell you, usually it's the other way around. Usually the limited equipment option seems to get the short end of the stick and almost have a more difficult workout. So today we're not doing that. They're going to move those dumbbells, and you know what? If they're quote-unquote lighter compared to the prescribed one, then they're just going to be able to stomp the gas in a way that most of us won't with that front rack barbell on our torso. There's a video showing the dumbbell squats. No equipment workout. 5 rounds for time, 10 burpees, 15 sit-ups, 20 jumping air squats. How much fun does that sound like? Jumping air squat is just your classic air squat, but you jump off the ground 2 or 3 inches at the top, fully open those hips, and they're deceptively challenging. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg, and we have a video showing that movement. Challenging movement, but a great movement to get in some unilateral work. Feel free to support yourself, you know, grab the upright of a sturdy pull-up bar or something if you need just some balance support, and you'll still be able to develop some good leg strength even with that little additional arm support. And then let's work some strict pull-ups. Supinated grip, palms facing you, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Break them up as needed. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg and the pec stretch laying on your side. Each of those has a video. Each of those you will hold 1 to 2 minutes. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day at a high heart rate. I also hope you took advantage of the not for time option if that made sense for you. It's a rest day for most of us tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.